Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga ne jone ko wo hail ka ye ne jone ko wo hail ka ye ne jone ko hail ka ye ne yo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hoti yel has ago hail ka ye Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo na hasta be kaje hail ka ie Yode askas ebel hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo Da zikre go hail ka ie Zistan in el go hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo Sote sendo sembel hail ka ie Ayash doklesh hat hat go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo Sitz is gar hanal ye go hail ka ie Sitz is bitz ka ho jo go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo Hon sa ha kespel hail ka ie Nahat a astopet hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie
I am a human Haven't asked your but for so long Still the reason for hope Keep on holding on I am a human Well, I am a child like her And if you look into my eyes Deep down there's a light I'm not a Christian I'm not a Muslim I'm not a Jew It shouldn't matter to you I'm not a capitalist And I'm not a communist I'm not a socialist I'm not the politics Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a white, I am a who, I'm not black.
100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnaldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Cary Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Pan-Africanism makes everyone on earth African. This is so confusing to me, because if anyone on the entire earth was melanated, how can they all be from Africa? Ancestors have been here for hundreds of thousands of years. When do I stop being African? Even in Africa, the people consider their identity to be their country, tribe, clan, before they mention being African. Yes, people from the so-called African continent have been traveling to the Americas to do trade and such long before the Albion ever set foot on our soil. However, that does not mean that there was not different races of people here prior to that. I just read from a YouTube comment that was on one of my videos, okay? And this was from Ahaba Shiloh, okay? And she basically summed up the problem with Pan-African ideology or that Pan-African paradigm within a few paragraphs, okay? This is El Ross Smith Bay, tuned in to another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage, Part 11 of a 12-part series. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in, and as always, I'd like to thank the Aunt Esthers for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information in the way that I do. Say. And if you want to check out further information about the Pan-African paradigm and why it has become a crutch, it has become a tool that is used to deceive the indigenous people of the world and of America as to their true identity, you can go on my YouTube channel at El Ra Smith Bay. So you get on YouTube and you type in the search bar El Ra Smith Bay. Okay. I have 114 videos up. So I'm pretty sure you can find me on YouTube. And these videos also expound upon, you know, all aspects of indigenous torture. You know, we go into the science, we go into the biology, we go into the history, we go into the astronomy, right? And also you can go to Facebook, and I'm on there as well, and I have a page up, and it's called Autochthons of America. And that's another great platform where I have a lot of information, you know, and dropping lots of jewels that people can use in their search for their identity or reclaiming and proclaiming their identity. So you can get on Autochthons of America on Facebook. You need some help spelling that. Autochthon as an apple, U like umbrella, T like turtle, O like octopus, C like cat, H like horn, T like tiger, H like ham, O like octopus, N like napkin, S like soap. Okay, that's autochtons. So autochtons of America. You know, I got a lot of administration on there, so I got multiple views because I have about 8 people under administration, and you know, you're getting more than just my view from it. You're getting the 8 other people's different viewpoint on our indigenous heritage and why it is so detrimental that we know who we are. All right. And on my 2 previous shows, you know, I've been reading out of a few books, you know, just to show you that everything does not have to be online, all right? Everything cannot be found online. You know, sometimes it's going to be found in a book. And I know how some of us don't like to read, but that is where it's at. Okay, some of the books I've been reading from is 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro with Complete Proof by J.A. Rogers. All right. Another book I've been reading from is Africans and Native Americans by Jack D. Forbes. Another book I've been reading from is also the title was actually a book written by MLK. Okay. And it was written Why We Can't Stop Now. And specifically reading from the Birmingham letter that he wrote from the Birmingham jail in 1963 when they locked him up, okay? So those are just a couple of books that I read from. And I have with me tonight, again, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro, because there's a lot of important facts that he dropped in his book, and it says on the title, 100 Amazing Facts. So that's 100 facts that he dropped in here that we need to know about. And it's not just dealing with our indigenous American heritage. It's expanding, okay, upon our worldwide presence. You know, he goes into the ancient European, that's us. Ancient Australian, that's us. The ancient Asian, that's us. The ancient, as we know, South American, the Islanders, Caribbean, the Haiti, the Haitians, right? Cubans, that's us. West Indians, that's us. No, go up to Canada, that's us. Greenland, Alaska, that's us. Right? This is a worldwide phenomenon. Melanin is not continental. Pan-globalist paradigm, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you can basically learn a lot just from simply reading the comments on my YouTube videos. You don't even have to press play because of the facts that just so much people have. Everyone can bring a certain something to the table that you can learn from, right? And before I begin reading from this excerpt, I'm going to read a few quotes, you know, that can help you along the way finding your indigenous identity right here in America. Because 80 to 85% of us were already here prior to the arrival of any European or foreign entity, okay, resonate within the atmosphere, right? But before I even begin the quotes, I just want to, I had a very curious, redundant conversation that I had with, you know, our people as far as, you know, dealing with origins of this ape-like creature, this man-like thing called the white man, which is the Albion. As the old folks know, he is not white. He is not white in color, nor in definition. Okay? That's a misnomer. Nor are we black. We're not black. Physically, we don't have a black phenotype, right? Our skin is not literally black. We're all shades of brown. Okay? But basically, what I had this redundant conversation was with, you know, this dude was trying to trace the origin of the European by saying, you know, he came from Europe, right? And that's why, and it's called the Caucasian, because they put the two words Caucasus and Asian together, because Caucasus Mountains is in Asia. So he's saying that's why they're called Caucasian. Well, actually, that is not the reason they're called Caucasian. The reason they are called Caucasian is literally this whole concept, this whole construct of race was created in 1775. If you look up this so-called anthropologist and physician, his name was Johann Friedrich Blumenbach, okay? And he is the main dude. He's the main person behind creating this whole construct of race and calling the Albion, which is his people, Caucasian. They're called Caucasian because of this German scholar, was the name Johann, right? This German scholar, okay? And he turned that Caucasian into a scientific classification. It says the term Caucasian quickly entered scientific discourse, first appearing in English in an 1807 translation of Blumenbach's A Short System of Comparative Anatomy. Okay? So, Caucasian, as I was breaking it down for him, telling this dude that, no, that's a whole new construct of word, you know. It's like Amerindian. It's not really a valid term because it was created. That it was a late creation that didn't even apply to the indigenous people. So basically a misnomer. And like I was saying, in 1775, this German created this whole construct of race. And he said there were five classifications: Caucasian, Mongolian, Ethiopian, American, and Malay. Okay? And it goes on further to say that this German coined the term Caucasian because he believed that the Caucasian region of Asia Minor produced the most beautiful race skin the next time you call these pale faces Caucasian. Because I just gave you the origin of Caucasian, which they are not. Right? And now I'm going to just, like I said, read a few quotes. And this is a very good quote. Like, if you know who Jean Baptiste is, you should look him up. Jean Baptiste. He was like one of the key players, like Columbus, you know, and starting a lot of the, you know, it was like a domino effect, basically. But now Jean Baptiste, he was an explorer, okay? You know, he was right along with Lewis and Clark, but he was a French Canadian. Okay. And what's important is that in exploring America, you know, in Africa, this is what he said for yourself. He said this in 1806. The blacks are a kind of men destined by nature to inhabit Africa and America. She has created them for burning regions. All right. So when will melanin-rich Americans realize they are the indigenous people of this land? Because, you know, I could read on and on. All right. You know what I'm saying? Powhatan. You know, there's another famous quote. And it said that he was a black as the devil himself. All right. You don't know who Powhatan, he was a major chief of the Virginia Indians in Virginia Territory. Right. Even in California, you know, they have quotes by certain famous explorers, like Giovanni, stating how the Californians are as dark as the Ethiopians, okay? And that quote saying that Powhatan was more like a devil than a man, with some 200 more as black as himself, was a quote from Captain John Smith. So again, this is first account. This is first account description. So you cannot run from this. All right. It's well known and well established that we were already here. It's just been suppressed, you know, for so long. Which is not really that long at all, but it's been suppressed through the public school system, through the media, all right, which is basically a tool that is used to control your mind, control your thinking, okay? It's used to influence your thinking. It is used to influence how you look at things. That's why it's called programming, because they are programming your mind. And if you are unaware, you are most definitely being programmed and brainwashed through the use of frequencies, channels. That's why it's called channels. Channeling a different frequency on a different number. Right, of a different vibration. I'm going to read another quote. Because you can constantly, like, you can constantly find new information. Well, it's not really new, but new information for you that have been around for centuries that they have tried to hidden it in the shadows. I have about 5 minutes left. I don't see anyone on the caller, so, you know, that's why I'm going to continue talking. If you have a question or comment, feel free to call in. You know, I'm all about that. Add in any 2 cents, you know. Like I said, any questions, feel free. The lines are open. Look like we have one caller here. Last four digits ending in 1800. You have a question or comment for me?
Yes, salam.
Salam.
I heard like a question and a comment. I was listening to you for a while, and you always talk about how we're indigenous to the planet as melanated people. And I always wonder why people don't realize that and embrace all of the knowledge, as opposed to like being upset when you say that we're not all just from Africa.
That's a good question. Yeah, I believe, well, I know for a fact that the main reason is simply tradition, or, you know, traditional thought. That's just been, you know, it's constantly been a repetition, just constantly that same thought just continuously being forced upon us until we finally just take it on as the only truth. Like I say, you know, the whole media, school system, and all that, constantly just showing you that one side of, or, you know, it's no debate. Like, of course, we are African, because we are all one people, you know, but we are different. We do have different heritage.
Right.
You know,
I was also thinking that part of the reason that they told us that we're all only from Africa is because that if we knew that we were indigenous to the Americas as well, is that we would rise up and take our power back and, you know, their control is based right on our ignorance.
True. And that's a fact, you know. You know that saying, how it goes, ignorance is bliss. Well, not if you are aware, you know, because then it becomes torture, basically.
Right.
Because, you know, like you said, you know, if we realize, just imagine how different we would think of our thought process would be about certain things and how we think about ourselves if we knew that we were indigenous, you know. Like, our whole view would change, like, because if we have, like, this type of paradigm, like, we are in. Let me make an example. So if we say that we all came from Africa, like, why would we fight, or why would we care if someone else is setting up shop in our neighborhood? If we're not from here in the first place, we were just brought here. Like, why would we care if they destroying the land? You know, they're putting it in the water, destroying the air. Who cares? This is not our land anyway, right? Why would you try to stop them? So it's more, like you said, it's all about control.
Mm. Well, thank you for elaborating on that with me, because I always think about that, like, because I know that melanin is not just secluded to one area. You know, it's, when you look at melanated beings, we reach far across the globe. So I always wondered, you know, why people get upset when we say we're from everywhere, because we're the original being, so of course we hear from everywhere.
Good facts. I'm glad you called here. That was a very great question. You know, I'm sure it's been on a lot of people's mind as far as them waking up to their own history and heritage right in the Americas.
Well, thank you for answering my question. I'll keep tuning in.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thank you. And we have, like, salam. We went into overtime, so it's basically no one else on the line. so I can go ahead and end it. Like, thank everyone for tuning in. Thank everyone for following me. You know what I'm saying? Also, make sure you follow me on YouTube and Facebook so you can get any updates in case I plan to do another show or another video drops that can help you further along your journey. And with that being said, I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform to give out the information, you know what I'm saying, in the way that I do. And your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi.
I am a human. I haven't had to fight for so long. Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a who. I'm not black.